This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
And Bruce Levine joins us on the CDW Hotline. CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Good morning, and I guess you could say that Lucas Giolito and his teammates yesterday were caught in suspended animation after knowledge of knowing that Wellington Castillo missed the next 80 games, and the fact that it was kind of animated the way he went out there and wasn't able to get things done. Giolito, another rough outing for him. He's had his ups and downs this year, and I got to ask him, guys, about how disappointing it is to lose him, and were the White Sox let down by Castillo?
To go down for 80 games, it definitely hurts the team. It's unfortunate, but my hope is that he can come back and help the club. He has a lot of experience working with him in spring training. It was awesome. Good pitch caller, throws out a lot of guys, so he kind of makes you feel comfortable while you're out there, and good mound visits. So it sucks to not have him.
The first Chicago player on a 25-man roster to be suspended for PEDs is Wellington Castillo. It's surprising considering what a quality guy he is and how he's been looked at on both sides of town, but nonetheless, that is the reality.
Interesting, because Ozzie, talking about this yesterday with us, said, usually, you better be better than Wellington Castillo. You better be hitting 50 home runs to go down this road, but we were talking about it, and he's going to make money on the deal. 80 games without pay is one thing, but 2 years and a $15 million contract, he's still going to come out of this well ahead. And at least he took responsibility and tried to give you, well, I've been taking the stuff, or the doctor gave me the stuff, and he said, I made a bad mistake. I made a mistake, and he apologized, but that doesn't help the team.
Well, the worst part is you see the Cano suspension for a superstar, and then you see Castillo, and it starts to bring doubt back that Major League Baseball and the Players Association are on top of the continued drug situation that has great chemists that stay ahead of the testing, that has that have new masking agents all the time, and you just don't know how long these players have actually done things without being caught because of all these technological advances for the cheaters. And that is the difficult part. It's great when MLB finds them out, but it is disheartening to know that people are still cheating, and maybe a lot of them.
Bruce, the disappointment was obvious. You heard it in everything that Rickon said and players said, but was there anger? Did you detect from players? Because this would be something that, if you're counting on a teammate that lets you down to this degree, you could understand people being a little mad.
Well, I think, some players, Giolito was one of them that was very disappointed that we talked to.
And disappointing.
Very disappointing as well. But in reality, I think Rick Hahn and Jerry Reinsdorf, Kenny Williams, and especially Ricky Renteria, who recommended Castillo when they were talking about adding catchers and signed him to the 2-year $15 million contract last November, as somebody that is reliable, could help with the rebuild, great guy, improved his catching skills, better at framing than he was 4 years ago when he was with the Cubs, a stronger hitter. And as Renteria said, it's like you with your own kids. You always love them, but sometimes you just don't like them.
Let's talk about Giolito, though, Bruce. I mean, he's much more important to the future of the White Sox than Castillo. Was it a legitimate question about sending him to the minors? Are you at that point with Giolito? Or as David was talking about earlier in the show, this is all about growing pains. There's no rush to send him down. And you just keep trotting him out there. And, you know, obviously the walks are more than a little bit of an issue, but this is what the season's all about. You let these guys kind of find out who they are and get better at being a starting pitcher.
Well, they didn't do it with Fulmer. So he was asked, you know, Renteria was asked after the game, why Fulmer down and not Giolito? And they think that Giolito's more advanced than Fulmer, has better repertoire and command of his stuff. When he gets a little east-west on the hill, and that's what, you know, people in the game call side-to-side, instead of coming straight over the top with his delivery, you see the results of walks, wild pitches, pitches that are fat in the middle of the plate. That's what you saw yesterday with Giolito. So they're not at that point yet, but, you know, it's a fair question to say why Fulmer goes down, not him. But it's also a matter of innings or some innings up at the major league level. They don't have a lot of people to fill those roles, and they're not going out to get starting pitchers and paying money for other people when they're in this mode of rebuild.
You know, Bruce, you have something on 670thescore.com website about Eloy Jimenez. You talked to a scout. You projected, because of the Super 2 status, which is very difficult to identify a date on a calendar until after the season, but you project late July before we may see him on the south side. Are the Sox tempted to do anything any sooner? And the scout that you spoke with, is he as convinced as everybody else seems to be that this guy is special?
He is, because he's a guy that has the White Sox organization for a National League team, and he goes to scout the minor league teams as well, and he's seen Jimenez a lot. And the fact that Jimenez can hit the ball out of the park anywhere, and that he has great command of his skills as far as hitting in the gaps, that gives this guy an idea that this is going to be a special player. On top of that, the personality, the makeup, the bilingual, having fun with people all over the place, they think this is a special player. And I think a lot of the White Sox players got to see that over the last couple springs, or last spring anyways, since he was traded a year ago in July to the Cubs. And the Cub people attest to it as well. I mean, this is a guy that's going to be special. Not a great outfielder, not a great arm, probably a left fielder, but certainly someone they feel is an impact player that should be up in July. You know, trading deadline, Avi Garcia gets back here hopefully in another couple weeks. He is somebody that maybe gets traded and Eloy comes up. That might be the natural progression of what goes on with Jimenez.
Hey, Bruce, who's the big fan of Jason Hayward in terms of keep giving him opportunity after opportunity? Is that the front office, or is it Joe? When you see
it's
him,
the comptroller, Brian.
Well done. Yeah. But when you see him take that at bat in the seventh inning, is there an advocate that there's still a better ball player there in Jason Hayward, and we just have to give him time to find it? Or is it? Yeah. Who's pushing
that? I think watch the bat head for him, okay, and see the harder contact that he's making this year, and the way Davis has him toward the back end and to the very right of the batter's box, so he doesn't get jammed like he has been. This is a guy that doesn't strike out. All he does is make more weak contact than anybody in the game. Therefore, Chili Davis has backed him out to the point where he's not getting jammed quite as often, and you're seeing more line drives, and that is the goal, to get more slugging percentage, more OPS out of Jason Hayward.
You know, Bruce, when you look at this weekend, big weekend for Yu Darvish, Sunday night, prime time, what are your expectations, and how much are the Cubs looking at this to see, you know, how he handles this big moment?
Yeah, I mean, again, I thought last week he was ready to step out, and I think, again, he's going to continue to pitch well for him. The idea that he gets lost, David, in the fourth or fifth inning and can't find his way out, well, you know, hopefully the metrics and the catcher can help him get through that. That That is the goal here. This is a accomplished pitcher, a guy that's been around for 7 or 8 years. So from that perspective, this guy should be able to go out there and give him consistent 6 or 7 innings, much like he did in Cincinnati. It's a, you know, it's going to be a better lineup that he faces than he did in Cincinnati. But nonetheless, I think he's going to continue to do better. And now that he is pitching in warm weather again, I think that's a key as well, because his whole career was in Texas, and we know that optimum weather brings out the best in pitching.
Bruce, what kind of news are you breaking on Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow, 8 a.m. right here on The Score?
Well, you know what? It's our last day of being at 8 o'clock. We're going to start going 9 to 11 starting next week. Dr. Stephen Cole and his great sports medicine show is going to precede us every Saturday. And tomorrow we have Jim Callis talking about the draft, Nick Hostetler, the scouting director of the White Sox, and Chili Davis of the Cubs, hopefully joining us on Inside the Clubhouse. Guys, have a great weekend, great holiday weekend.
Talk to you
next week.
You too,
Bruce. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.